Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
I don't know about you, but I am still coming down from my excitement over this royal wedding over the entire weekend. You know, there were so many incredible, unapologetically black moments. I think everybody was shocked. I know I was. The Duchess of Sussex did not disappoint. Her mother, Doria Ragland, at the wedding was a huge statement. She looked drop-dead gorgeous herself in that morning suit and that pale green to match the Queen's electric chartreuse green. That was a statement. And then with her dreadlocks all twisted out and her nose stud, oh my goodness. And then Bishop Curry showed out. Curry presides over an Anglican church, so he knew that the royal family wasn't ready for this sermon, but did he care? No. Between the Martin Luther King Jr. mentions and evoking the slaves and how they coped with the bomb from Gilead, forcing everyone in the audience to have a come to Jesus moment. Even the royals who looked mortified had to get over themselves. Oh yes, and Curry raved about the power of love, which Harry and Meghan exuded from every part of their bodies. And who knew the Queen had a black female chaplain? Rose Hudson Wilkins. Well, she lit up the ceremony with another prayer. And then what can you say about Sekou Kane Mason, the 19-year-old cellist who Meghan personally called to do the wedding? You know, he was scheduled to play with the LA Philharmonic this weekend before he got that call. Then Meghan's dress just blew everyone away. Her massive veil had flowers to represent all 53 countries of the British Commonwealth. The Duchess literally had black nations on her back, using one of the biggest days for the royal family to make them note their history of colonization and showing the world that all British people of color should be represented. And of course, she did have the California poppy on there as well because she was representing her hometown. Then the gospel choir's version of Stand By Me turns out has been one of the most downloaded songs over the weekend. I'm not surprised. And if the choir wasn't enough on their way out of the chapel, they sang This Little Light of Mine and Amen. You know, those songs are practically sung in every black church because of their significance in the civil rights movement. And then this morning, I just learned that the titles of Duke and Duchess of Sussex, presented to them by the Queen, is an apparent nod to the last Duke of Sussex, Prince Augustus Frederick, the son of King George III, who actually supported the abolition of slavery and also backed civil rights for Jews and political descendants. Well, alrighty then. It's a new day in the monarchy. Yes, honey, Meghan Markle has just desegregated the British monarchy. Good for her. And for all these stories and a whole lot more, don't forget to follow me on Twitter and at AURN.com.